Hello, listeners. My name is Desiree. This is an informational and educational podcast presented by the National Indian Council on Aging. Today, we're talking about money management during COVID-19, specifically, how can we use our values to set financial goals? Values provide a foundation for goals and understanding what we value most can help us spend our money in ways that uphold our values. With me are National Indian Council on Aging Executive Director, Larry Curley. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Desiree.
Thank you for joining me to discuss this topic. So understanding how traditional and community values influence our decisions can help us understand what's behind our financial decisions. So what are some traditional values shared by members of your community?
Well, I think that one of the things that has been very important in Indian country for quite some time, and hopefully that these traditions and values continue as we make decisions about our lives during this COVID era, is family and the sense of community. We've been raised, I think a lot of us have been raised to think about not only ourselves, but also our families, our relatives, whether they be direct relatives or whether they be by clan. And so those clanship systems are very important and during this time. And from a financial perspective, it's, I think those values come out where there's always that feeling that whatever we have, we share with the community, we share with our families, we share with our extended families. And so, you know, in one way, that's good in terms of our value systems. But in this COVID era, you know, that also presents some very dangerous kinds of situations where families want to get together, families want to help one another. And with the financial situation being what it is, you only have limited resources that you can share. And so that, I think, presents the downside of those kinds of values. But I think the valuable part of those value systems, I hope that it continues after this whole COVID era is gone, which is the community spirit, the family spirit, the willingness to help family. So I would say that would be something that we should remember during this period, that we don't become individualistic, become selfish in that way. I'm hopeful that as we move through this period that we continue that communal responsibility that we have been raised to have.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the values that I've also shared in my own household, that whatever you have, you would share with your family. Going off of that, how do the traditional values you mentioned influence you and your goals?
Well, I think that one of the things that I do know is that personally, from at least my personal values in terms of community, is I'll never get rich, because you share a lot of what you have with your families. And so you don't amass wealth. That's not the goal of at least personally of who I am. And I just need enough to get by. I just need a roof over my head. I need food to eat and a way to get from here to there. I don't require, you know, like a Mercedes Benz or a 15 bedroom with 17 toilets in it, you know. I don't need that. I think that because I have five brothers. Ooh. and when they, you know, ask for help, I help them. And they, by the same token, do the same thing for me. And when our relatives, our extended families, our relatives ask for help, all the brothers go out and help and do what they can, provide the resources. And so in that sense, that value system has been drilled into me from the time I was a little kid. Even in terms of, like, for example, education. My father was very traditional in that sense that we have a responsibility to the community, to the family. And he used to say that our education is community property, that it's not just for us, but it's to help our people. And so in a lot of ways, whatever education I received is supposed to be used to help others. So that's a value that has been longstanding and probably stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and that's definitely a good value to have. I love the way you think of educational being for everyone in your community. I think that'll really help the community in the end.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask the next question. So the next question I have for you are, what are three values that are most important to you, and what do these values say about you?
Well, the values that I have are that community spirit, giving back to the community, and the humility. I think those are the three characteristics that has been imbued in my existence, and that every one of those values help shape who I am, that I'm no better than anyone else, and I'm not any worse off than anybody else as well. You treat everybody with respect equally and with the same kind of affection that you would have for your own family. And that's in my lifetime, not only just as an individual, but in my professional life, I've always tried to treat other people with the respect that they deserve and treat them equally as well. So I think that that's something that I've learned to live with.
Wow. Those are some top-notch values there. Okay. What are your top three goals and how do they reflect your values, those values you just mentioned?
Well, I think that one of the things that, one goal that has come from really with an odd source, which is a non-Indian elderly who once told me, Larry, the one thing that she wished for me in my life is that on that last day of my life, when I'm gasping for that last breath of air in my last 30 seconds of my life, that I can say I have no regrets. I have done everything I wanted to do. And so that one lives every day for the day, because that's all you have, and you give it your best shot, and that whatever you do, at least you try. You try to make things better for people, at individuals and the elderly people that we serve. And that's that whole concept of being a servant, that you serve the people and try very hard to not think about oneself. Of course, you know, there's that whole thing about thinking about yourself and thinking about your family, but you have to also continue to think about the other people who are less fortunate than you are. And that's a goal, is to be the best person that I can be. And you know, we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. But I hope that I can at least get to 51% of that goal of being a perfect person.
Wow, Larry. That's a tall order. Almost there. No, that's a good... It's a good percentage. I don't know if my percentage is as high, but okay. How do you think your values affect the way you manage your financial resources?
Well, I know that traditionally my father used to say, don't ever plan too far ahead. And that's a tradition, and that's a concept that I was raised with, because you know, you never know what's going to be coming. But you can understand that, you know, from just on the in a more abstract level, you're born, you live, and life ends. That's the continuum. In between the time you were born and in the time your life ends, you need to do the best that you can. And every day that you get is a gift. It's a present that's given to you, and you should maximize it in that time. So I try to think a little bit maybe a year down the road every once in a while and say, where do I want to be a year from now? Financially, like I said, the goal is not to get to be wealthy. The goal is to have at least a roof over my head, food to eat, and be safe, and in the process, help other people. So, you know, those are, you know, they're very small goals, I guess. I don't really have really ambitious kind of things.
Except to get to, what was it, 100% on being perfect?
Yes, that's 51%.
51%.
That's my goal. You know, it's like in your lifetime, you're going to run across a lot of people. And mm-hmm. there are going to be some people who are going to love you. There are some people who are going to despise you or not like you. And my goal in that respect, well, is at the end of my time, I'm hopeful at least 51% like me. It's over half, a majority.
Well, Larry, I'd just like to thank you for your time to speak with me today. And for those of you listening, we at the National Indian Council on Aging encourage you to take some time while you're stuck at home during this pandemic and think about your community's values and how they influence your goals. All right, and that's all the time we have for today. Goodbye, be safe out there, and be safe out there.
Thank you, Desiree.